This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The legislature is back in Tallahassee for its annual session. State Representative Debbie Mayfield headed back to the Capitol with a full plate of issues. She joins us now.
There's a couple of bills that I'm really focusing on that I hope to be able to push and get through. And the top one is House Bill 301, and that's the Cancer Fairness Treatment Act. And that is where insurance companies that currently offer cancer treatment under their medical plan, they also have to recognize oral cancer treatment under their medical plan. The way most of the insurance companies operate now is that if it is an oral treatment that your oncologist has written orders for you to do, the insurance companies won't accept it on the medical side. They want you to go under your drug side because it's an oral treatment, and they view it more as a drug, not as an IV treatment. But, you know, IV is a drug, too. It's just in a liquid form drug. But the insurance companies are, you know, they're going to be fighting on this, but that is one that I hope to get through.
Utilities are a big issue in Vero Beach right now. You have a proposal that would maybe bring the Public Service Commission into play?
All municipalities that provide power outside of their municipality area will be under the Public Service Commission. The second part of that is that municipalities cannot go outside of their municipal area without the approval of the county. They can't go into the unincorporated area and provide new service without first getting approval of that county that they want to go into. Right now, if you're a municipality and you want to go into another municipality area to provide utility service, you have to get the approval of that municipality. So it's only fair the unincorporated area residents be treated the same way and that the county government be treated the same way. The third part of it says that if you are a municipality and you are currently servicing people in the unincorporated area and you have a franchise agreement that has expired, then the county cannot just take those residents back. The county would have to have a referendum of the people in the unincorporated area that it would affect and ask, do you want to continue with the service that you have, or do you want to be under the county water and sewer system? The fifth section that I'm adding to the bill talks about the 25% service charge rate. We're going to sunset that rate, you know, because it was there to help offset any additional expense that the municipalities have for going into the unincorporated area. Well, at some point, you've recouped that expense. So that 25% needs to be sunset.
And you have a bill dealing with community banks.
Yeah, the banking bill is the other one that I really want to focus on. You know, the three that I'm really focusing on is the Cancer Fairness 301, the Government-Owned Utility 733, and my banking bill that we just filed, and I don't have a bill number for that one yet. Our community banks have been really suffering. And so what part of this language that I have put in this banking bill just states that if the federal government is in a community bank and they're reviewing and they've written them up for whatever reason and they want to, and that bank is going to appeal the decision, it states that the state cannot go in and do the same thing to them. So, you know, the language simply is, you know, such proceedings may not be initiated while the person is subject to a federal proceeding on the same or similar grounds. So that will just keep the state from going in, starting a proceedings when the federal government is already in proceedings with that bank, as long as it's the same or similar ground.
We've been speaking with State Representative Debbie Mayfield. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.